Well, if you're going through the game from start to finish, then the start of the game, I thought we started brightly. I was quite taken aback with the goal that they scored. Not for the quality of it, because it was a fantastic goal, but it came out of the blue. Really, I thought we were pushing ourselves. I thought we were quite comfortable in the game against a very strong wind. I thought we were coping very well, you know, and we got the ball down. We passed it well. We got in key areas. Didn't quite have that final pass, but we looked a threat. And then out of the blue, you know, as a young Waters, I think it was, who scored a terrific volley at the far post. And, you know, it's up that high. I didn't think his legs had reached that high, in fairness. Like, he's smaller than me, isn't he? But it was a fantastic goal and great technique. And then you think, crikey. But, you know, you've got to tip your hat to our lads as well. The second half, they came out and they were very determined. And getting back in the game like they did, I always really, deep down, I felt there was only one winner going to be, and that was us, because I thought we forced the game very well.
Were you disappointed that Waters seemed to be unmarked for the goal?
No, I'm not at all. No, he wasn't unmarked at all. I think it was just the quality of the ball that went in. You know, I think if you think back of the Crawley game and the corner that went in against us, top quality, it's very difficult to mark at times. And young Joe, you know, he's got over. If it's a towering centre-back or set striker comes in the back post and heads it in, then you think, great. But, you know, the way they've hooked it back in from the position, I think was, you know, if he tried it now another 100 times, he'd never do it, you know. But that's that one time, you know, that you've got to tip your hat to him. But overall, no, I wasn't disappointed. I thought as a back four we were fantastic today. I thought we looked really solid, we were strong, we got into the first balls very well. Young Oliver caused her a few problems the other night in the cup, and we kept him very quiet today, and the two centre backs and supplemented by the two full backs were fantastic.
That's got to be emphasised by the performance today of Martin Craney, who got his goal, but he was tremendous today, wasn't he?
Well, he was, and you know, and in all admission, you know, Martin didn't start the two games we've had already as quickly as he started today, but he was on his front foot from the first minute today, and they had to be, because you know we saw the problems that they caused us at Oakwell midweek, and we didn't want that to repeat itself. But I think, you know, I think the lads, they rose to the challenge, and it hurt a little bit on Tuesday night, as you can expect, you know, and we came back and, you know, we extracted a little bit of revenge, if you like.
Yeah. You must be pleased with the signs that the front toe is showing. Leroy obviously got his first goal today, but Sam Winnell had a chance Tuesday, had a couple of chances today. I mean, that header in the first minute was a really good effort.
Well, they'll get better. I keep saying, you know, I've said it for a few weeks now, we'll get better and stronger as we get along. You know, the sharpness that strikers need in and around the box will come. You know, Leroy's Johnny on the spot, you know, for his goal, which you'd expect from him, because that's what he is, you know. And I think Sam's very similar. And if Sam gets a goal, let's hope they can turn into double figures very quickly. But we expect them to, you know, I have to say. But they're not firing on cylinders yet, any of us yet. You know, I think we've got still a long way to go before we get to anywhere near that. You know, and one or two of the boys have never played at this level either, you know, and they're finding their feet also.
Were you pleased with the calmness and assurance of the three youngsters that came on right at the end? Because 5 minutes out of time goes up, and collectively between the three of them, they saw it out.
Well, yeah, exactly right. You know, that's old heads on young shoulders, isn't it? That's what we want. And as I said before, you've got to grow up very quickly at this level. You know, it doesn't sympathise with you whatsoever. You know, it's got no emotion. It just walks all over if you can't cope with it. And we've told that with the boys. You've got to make sure you come to the party, because if you don't, you know, you'll be bypassed and you'll wonder what's hit you. But they did. They saw the game out brilliantly at the end.
Are you still planning to make any more additions to your side, Danny, over the next few weeks?
Yes, we are. Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of areas are you looking into still?
Well, I said before, you know, we still got a couple of areas, like in the wide areas, possibly in the midfield areas, and maybe up the front. You know, I think we're still a little bit short. Your young Danny's gone out on loan yesterday. So we've got a little bit of an area there which we can try and fill.
Are you? Is that looking like it will be made permanent, or are you hoping to get him back?
We don't know. We don't know at the moment. Time. We wanted to get some games. I mean, when he saw, you know, the lads that's possibly in front of him at the moment in time, with Sam and Leroy and Kane Hemmings when he's fit, he'll be the fourth striker. You know, so he's got to really have a fight. But in that meantime, he needs games. You know, and let's see what happens as we go along.
Yeah. Incredible support today.
Yeah.
Nearly 900 people came in, and I think they're starting to show, see what's happening.
Well, I hope so, yeah. You know, and we're not peaked too soon as well either. But no, I hope they do. I think, you know, we've played some very good football as well today, you know, and we've always said we want to play that, a winning football, but attractive football, you know, and I thought we'd give them a little bit of everything today.
Any knocks or injuries?
Not really as such. James Bailey's got a bit of a tight groin, and the same with Keith Treacy. But I think think that's just games. That's what it is. There's nothing been pulled or anything. I think it's just a bit of tiredness and soreness.